Hi, friends. Hello, hello. You're listening to I'm Sorry With the Podcast with Ashley Sleek. It's just like I showed up to your house, bottle of wine in hand, with like 45 to an hour of juicy ass gossip to talk about. Like, who doesn't want to do that? Hello, hello, and welcome back to I'm Sorry With the Podcast. I'm Ashley Sleek, back with you twice this week. How fun is that? Like, we love. Honestly, like, I listen to The Toast all the time, obviously, as you know, and I, you know, take a shot every time I say obviously, and I think about how they do a podcast every morning, and I'm like, that is so fun. It's like being back in morning radio. And I was like, do I think I could do an everyday podcast? And I know some of you are like, Ashley, you couldn't even do weddings, so what are you talking about? But anyways, it's just like a little pipe dream. Like, how fun would that be? I miss being in morning radio all the time, like waking up and just like getting to gossip with my bestie Dre Lopez. What a time in my life, you know? Well, I'm super excited to be back with you all today. We got some great things to talk about. And, you know, we are on the Taylor roller coaster still. I'm not going to lie to you all. I did have to take a pause from listening. I realized that, like, you know, the drugs are drugging, but I'm still not, like, mentally all there. And I think this world of protecting my peace, I might need to, like, keep going. So, you know, I got to listen to Taylor in doses, because she's down bad crying at the gym, and also more like on the phone with my mom at 8:30 PM. And I'm like, hi, are you awake? Also at the same time, I had to take a pause from watching Suits. I feel like I have not watched like a drama in so long. Like, literally, we all know if I'm watching a show, I'm literally watching a sports doc, which arguably is dramatic, but like, you know, there's a point. And, or I'm watching like a show that I've already seen, like Ted Lasso. And I won't even rewatch the third season of Ted Lasso because it makes me sad, because I don't like that Roy and Keeley aren't together. Like, I just can't. So I'm like watching a drama again, and I realize that like I have become more dramatic. And I was like, okay, slow down, we're doing too much. So obviously I'm having a little mental snap, which means that, you know, I'm doing what I love to do, and I'm taking a trip to LA this weekend. You know, sometimes the stars just align for me in that way. And I leave tomorrow. I'm very excited. So like today I have work, and then I have pickleball tonight. Then I'm working a half day tomorrow, and I hit the road, and I took Monday off. I'm not sure like if I'm going to stay or what I'm going to do, but I just felt like I needed a break, which I feel so bad saying, because I'm like, you know, I feel like I haven't worked at this job this long, and I have taken vacation. And then I'm like, why do you feel bad about that? That's like literally what we're supposed to do. And I'm like, why is the society, did we decide to like bully ourselves about taking vacation? Like, we're literally supposed to. Even when we were in school, like think back to school, like there were breaks. Like, we had a spring break, we had summer, like we had holidays off. Like, this is normal. It's normal for us to want to take vacation. So anyways, protecting the peace. So in order to do that, I had to take a break from TTPD, which does not mean I'm not going to listen to it down on my road trip. Like, it's fine. The songs are still stuck in my head, and I must sing them. I had to take a break from Suits, or I have to limit myself. I feel if I'm going to go back, I can only watch one episode a day. Cannot binge. No binging. And then I'm driving down to LA. So I'm so excited about my journey. It's going to be amazing, and I can't wait. And I'm like literally trying to think of what I did last weekend. Oh, I went home. Okay. Hello. Okay. So I went back. Most of my family was in Hawaii, but my dad was just home alone. So I just felt like, what an opportunity for me to, you know, show my presence. So I came home, I was like feeling just off. And I think, you know, the medication's medicationing. Okay. The drugs are drugging, but I still am like off. And also like, okay, so if you didn't hear last episode, so I started antidepressant. Hi. But, you know, I have been on drugs before that have like really altered my like thought process. I was on prednisone and I was nuts. And so I get really nervous about being on new medication. So I wanted to be isolated, but not alone. And so I interrupted my dad's perfectly fine isolated weekend that he was having alone. I was like, nope, hi, here I am. So we ate all the good food. We watched the sports, you know, did the things. It was very fun. And yeah, then I came back on Sunday. I had brunch with my best friend, Jenna. I finally got to hold her bae-bae. It was beautiful. We went to the farmer's market. It was just like a nice, relaxing weekend. And now I'm back at work and I'm ready to vacation. So it's going to be a fabulous, fabulous time. I did learn when I was with my dad. So we had some I had a retraction that I already need to go into from last week's episode. So we went to Santa Clara soccer games, not Stanford. And I'm like, so sorry for this. I know the Bay Area ladies are like, excuse me, those are two very different schools. And I'm like, I'm very aware. I'm so sorry. I think to me, it's like, I always think of Stanford because like when I was in college and I was playing lacrosse, like we played Stanford. I know, like flex, but they beat the shit out of us every time. But so I'm used to like going there and like playing there. And I think I just kind of combined those two schools in my head. So anyways, big retraction. My dad did not take us to Stanford games growing up. He took us to Santa Clara games. So, okay. Also, Brittany didn't really dye her hair red, and I'm so upset about it. So, like, last week I talked a lot about Brittany Mahomes' hair, or 2 weeks ago, I honestly can't remember, and we chat so much now, you know? So, anyways, I went on this whole thing about how good Brittany Mahomes looks as a redhead, and then I went back to her page because my dad and I were watching the Kansas City game versus Bay FC, the women's soccer game, and I wanted to see if she was at the game. And so I obviously, like, creeped her Instagram, and then I saw a recent picture and her hair was blonde, and I was like, girl, commit. So I think she was just doing it for a photo shoot because she's like low-key a model now and like we're obsessed, but I really needed a little bit more. Like, I just want her to stay redhead. She looks so cute. I can't. So anyways, also I got a little cocky about the jeans. Gotta be honest with you guys. So the first few pair fit fine. It's kind of like they're going downhill. So like the very first pair I put on, I'm like wearing them now. They stretched, they like fit perfectly. And then I have my pair of black, this is like more of my dark denim that I'm wearing right now. Not that you can see it, but I'm just letting you know. So my dark denim was the first one I put on. This is when I got a little cocky. Then I had put on the black pair, and they were like a little tight, but like not terrible, but still like not perfection. Okay. So then I put on my light wash jeans. Okay. You guys, I like could not feel my legs by the end of the day. Like they were so tight. I was so unbelievably cocky. And they were so tight that I went to lunch with my dad that day and I literally could not finish my food. I was like, the food is so good right now. We went to Orchard City Kitchen. If you know, you know, BBB. And I literally looked at him and I was like, I can't finish my sandwich because my pants are too tight. And I was so uncomfortable all day. Like you could not have gotten me out of that building fast enough because I was like, I cannot wait to get out of these jeans. I felt like I peeled myself out of them. Literally. It was so unhinged. It was awful. So, and then I was just like in a weird mood. So yeah, I was a little cocky. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully those like stretch out because I took the tags off and I washed them. Whoops. So I feel like we have to do a little bit follow-up of Taylor. Like, I'm learning a lot that I didn't know. First and foremost, and most importantly, I learned about Maddie Healy a lot more because I was like really confused when I was doing my recap. I was like, why is there so many songs about Maddie Healy? Like, I mean, because when I listen to it, I'm like, it makes sense that it's Maddie, but like, why would it be? Like, she was with Joe Longer. Like, this guy was just kind of a blimp. But then I was like, you know, I understand because sometimes relationships that are shorter hurt more than longer ones. Like, I've talked about it often that I felt like it took me a lot longer to recover from my breakup with Scotland than it did with Jimmy. And so like, you never know. So like, I'm not trying to come at it with judgment, but there was just like some deep shit in there. And like from the outside, from like my perspective and just what I remember is like, they were only dating for like a hot minute, but it turns out thanks to Chicks in the Office, I want to give them the credit that they deserve. I never know if I'm supposed to support Barstool or not, but they're a Barstool podcast. And on their TikTok, they were telling me directly, they said, Ashley, listen up, girl, that Maddie Healy and Taylor Swift dated in 2014. So like fresh out the slammer was like, because I was like, who was she running to out of this? Like, obviously to me, fresh out the slammer was like talking about her relationship with Joe and like how she felt like she was in a prison. Like that part was obvious, but I'm like, who is she running to? So this makes sense. So apparently they dated in 2014, and I got a little bit more information from the Toast this morning, and they were saying that, like, you know, it was one of those things where they had met, but they were both like, okay, I don't think we're ready for this yet. So then, like, you know, it was that like love that never was. And so then they both felt like they need some growing up to do. And then, you know, she met Joe and it was kind of like, okay, this is it, blah, blah, blah. And then when she was free, then she like went to Maddie Healy and it turned out that he didn't grow up, which is why they think Peter Pan is about him. Now that all makes a lot more sense. Context is key. And like, honestly, it makes more sense to me too, because I was like, how did she fall in love with this weird guy like so quickly? And then there was like so much scandal with him, if you don't remember. Like, I don't have the specifics, but I just remember there was something about like where he said something a little like anti-feminist or something, and people were just like, Taylor, girl, this is like not it. Which to me was kind of why I thought maybe that other song was about him, the But Daddy I Love Him song. But then, like, it was kind of cuter when it ends if you think it's about Travis. So it's hard. It's, like, one of those things. Like, we don't know. So, because I was, like, I doubt that her, because in the end she talks about how her dad actually, like, really likes the guy. And I'm, like, I doubt that Papa Swift really likes Maddie Healy. But I think he's thrilled about Travis. Like, why wouldn't he be, you know? He, like, every guy that Taylor's dated has been like this brooding kind of, you know, musician, with the exception of like Tom Hiddleston, like we love. But you know, now she's dating like this out there like crazy football player. And I haven't listened to New Heights, but I know they're gonna address the album. There's no way. Like, the thing about New Heights is like they're always out here like doing the most for the Swifties. So I'm excited to listen to the new episode. Like I said, I'm taking a journey and she's taking a road trip. So like, you know, I have time to listen and figure it out. Also Kim Kardashian, people are like, Kim Kardashian responds. And I was like, oh shit, did she? Cause like, that's not out of pocket at all. If there's one thing we know about Kim Kardashian, it's like a bitch responds to things. Like, she is always out here like doing the most and like posting things on her stories and shit like that. Well, apparently the quote unquote response that the media said she had, in which it kind of was she posted a story with Karlie Kloss in it. And like, if you don't know, like Karlie Kloss and Taylor Swift were like best friends, and then they had like a falling out and it's been weird and no one really knows what's up. And then she was at the Eras Tour, which was also weird, and she was like sitting in the stands. Like, there were people who were like, yeah, she's literally in the nosebleeds with us. Like, maybe not top tier nosebleeds, but like middle of the range. And I just find this so fascinating. I'm like, why? Like, I don't know. I feel like Kim is a calculated bitch. Like, she just is. Like, let us not forget that there was literally a episode of Keeping Up the Kardashians where Kylie had to call Kim and be like, hey, listen, like, I know you're mad at Jordan, but like, you don't need to troll her online. Like, it's giving that. Like, we know Kim Kardashian's a little troll. And like, I mean, it's good content, you know, but I feel like she knew what she was doing. And Taylor probably should just remain unbothered. Like, her album's doing really well. She's got a lot of good friends. Who cares? These are two people she doesn't like anymore. So, like, let them be, you know? It isn't love. It isn't hate. It's just indifference. So, yeah. I'm excited to dive more deep into Taylor Swift, learn more about people's theories, and, like, share everything and all my thoughts with you all. So, thank you for listening to the last episode of the podcast. You know, my dad was really excited about his shout-out about Charlie Puth, and we, like, deep-dived into this a little bit more, and, like, he talked about Charlie Puth, we decided, when I was, like, still in morning radio. Like, and that tells me two things. One, how loyal my dad is to Charlie Puth. But two, like, how long he's been missing and, like, being disrespected. And we won't stand. We won't stand for that at all, you know? The last thing I remember about Charlie Puth, the only thing that was, like, kind of stood out to me, which I just realized is actually even more interesting, was there was, like, a time where he was dating Selena Gomez. Do you all remember this, or am I making this up? Like, I don't know if this is a fever dream, but I feel like I have this memory where he was dating Selena Gomez and then they broke up and he kind of was like shady about it online. But I feel like if that was true, then Taylor Swift wouldn't have called him out by name, because we all know Selena is a bestie. I don't know. Maybe I'll have to do more research on that. But anyways, okay, so I do have to tell you all that my 75-day hard challenge is coming to an end this week. Because, like, yes, I am still doing it. I just stopped documenting it. But here's the thing. I had a little moment yesterday where I was like, did I cheat? So as you know, here are my five things. Waking up with my alarm, which I have a lot of loopholes on, I'm not gonna lie. Eating a fruit or vegetable with every meal. 30 minutes of movement. I always forget all these. Reading 5 pages a day and journaling. So I'm coming to the end here. My last day is on Friday. That will be lucky number 75. And yesterday I was at work, and so this week, because I'm going on vacation, I get a free meal at work. I know, such a flex. And so I was like, I'm just going to eat lunches at work. Like, I'm not going to worry about grocery shopping because I'm just going to be leaving anyways. And so I have been eating, you know, the teriyaki bowl that has veggies in it, but I really wanted chicken strips. So I ordered the chicken strips and I was like, I have 2 clementines in my purse. I'll eat those. And then I got like called into a bunch of meetings and I didn't even get to finish my strips. And it was just ended up being like a really stressful day. Then I get in the car to go get my waxes, and honestly, my eyebrows kind of look funky, and I don't think I'm ready to talk about it, but it's fine. And I am like, oh my God, I didn't eat my fucking fruit. Like, shit. I'm like, I'm literally 5 days away. Like, I can smell the finish line. So I do what any, like, self-respecting 30-year-old does, and I called my dad to see, like, if what we think about the rules, because I was like, okay, what if I eat? I, like, got home and was, like, 7. I'm like, what if I eat 2 of my clementines right now and then I wait, like, you know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and then I eat dinner and I have a vegetable with that? Like, do we think that counts? And it's like, you know, he said yes, because it's like technically like nobody knows what time lunch ends. Like nobody. And I ate lunch late. Like I think I ate lunch at 2 o'clock and then realized that I had a meeting that was supposed to be at 2:15 that I was late for. And I was like, oh, shit, calling myself out, you know? And so, yeah, I was just very like, oh, shit, this is not it. So that's what I did. And if you think that I'm wrong, I really just don't have it in me to restart this. What I'm learning so far is I really like it, but I think there's habits I'm definitely not going to take with me. Like, I will continue to try to wake up with my alarm. Obviously, that will be one. But, like, I don't think the fruit and vegetable with every meal is, like, really necessary. I think I just want to actively try to eat more. Like, I think I'll just try to add in more fruits and vegetables to meals that I'm making. So, like, for example, when I eat pasta now, like, I add peas, which I'm like, I love peas. I'm like a pea girl. So, you know, it's fine. And so anyways, like, I think I would do more things like that. And then with breakfast, I was always kind of eating a fruit. But it's just like when I go out to eat, unless I'm going to eat a salad, like what I just kept doing was having to like buy fruit on the side. Like, it was working when I was like going to have breakfast and I was like, okay, listen, now it's time, not get the hash browns, get the side of fruit. Like, those things I'm happy that I was doing, but it was just like, if it was an option, then I was having to pay for side fruit and it was kind of like annoying and I feel like it was a waste of money. So I don't know if I'll be keeping that one. But definitely the reading, the journaling, and the exercising, those ones were really, really big. And I think, like, obviously I will try to continue to wake up with my alarm. The sunrise alarm clock has been very interesting and helpful. What is interesting about it too is that I set the sunrise to go up, I think it's like 30 minutes before my alarm. So I keep waking up and the sun being there and I'm like, oh shit, am I supposed to be awake? And then I like still have time. So that's kind of nice. So then I'm like, oh, I get to just like lay, you know, and I'm obsessed with that. So we'll see. I just have 5 more days to make it. And tonight it's Pickleball Wednesday. Oh, last week's Pickleball, you guys. I think I told you. No, did I? No, I would. How would I have? I podcast on Wednesday. I have to tell you about Pickleball Wednesday last week. So, you know, we were doing a little bit better. We played the Harvard guy again, which we love. And honestly, what happened was the first game, like, I felt like we were doing pretty good. Like, the other couple keeps winning for us on the team. And like, me and the guy that I play with, like, we haven't been winning, and, you know, it's fine. But I will say I lost it for us because we got to the, like, game 4 or whatever, and it was down to us. But it got dark and only half of the courts have light on them, and normally lights, which I do not understand. Like, why not just light up the entire tennis court? But like, whatever. So anyways, our ref, our pickleball guy, he didn't get there early enough to get one of the courts with like actual lights on it. So all this is to say that it was dark and I realized that I'm an 80-year-old woman and I cannot freaking see in the dark. So literally I lost it for us. The game ended in like 2 minutes because every time the ball came to me, I couldn't see it and I just missed it. And I was like, I don't think I like this for me. And, you know, I'm competitive and I really want to do well and I don't know. So I have some redemption to do tonight and the game's late. So hopefully it's like at 8:15. So hopefully they really like get us on a court with lights. And I'm just excited. I keep telling myself I just got to get through pickleball tonight. Couple hours of work today and tomorrow. And then it's like, we're going to LA and I can't wait. Can't wait to come back and tell you all about my trip. It's going to be so fun. Much needed. Much needed. Okay, so let's get into my MySpace top 3 stories that I want to tell you about on this beautiful Wednesday. So honestly, I was kind of like, oh my God, what am I going to talk about that's not Taylor Swift, you know, because it's Fearless. Like, what else am I going to talk about? But luckily, John Florin came through once again. He really is the star of this podcast episode. to let me know that the Spice Girls had a reunion. And I'm like, how did I not know about this? And then I even scrolled TikTok and like it didn't pop up for me once. And I feel like I need my phone to know that like I am a millennial. Like I do care about this. Sometimes I feel like my phone thinks I'm Gen Z, which is fair, but I'm not. Like, bringing back to the millennial content. So anyways, it was like Victoria Beckham's birthday and apparently like they all performed together. And I was so excited about this because honestly, I feel like I kind of have had a lot of like random Spice Girls content because like I watched Beckham and obviously so much about it is about our girl Posh, Victoria Beckham, and you know, their relationship. And I felt like I was so into it. And then, you know, I watched Formula One. And if you don't know, Ginger Spice is married to like the, is it called a principal? I think, I don't know, like the head bitch at Red Bull. And so like she's in it a lot. So I feel like I'm getting them through my sports docs. And I was like, wait, I want them all the time. So like if they were all singing together at Victoria's birthday, like can we get more? And I thought it was even more interesting because when I was scrolling through E! News really quick on Instagram to see like what they were talking about and like what I wanted to talk about, I noticed that like the story about Victoria Beckham's birthday that they were highlighting was the fact that like her son's wife wasn't there. And like that is juicy, don't get me wrong, but the Spice Girls reunion, like how was that not like the top story? Like I was very confused. So thank God for John Florin and the podcast that he was listening to that talked about this, and very exciting news about Spice Girls. Like I'm ready for some Spice World. I think that they did like a little reunion obviously and it was like not in America, but like don't forget you have people over here, you know, we would love, like what if they did a Las Vegas residency? I feel like I would die. Like I can't see them wanting to live in Las Vegas for that long, but like maybe, what if they did this? Let me like pitch this out, okay? Let me just like pitch what I think we should be doing here. The Las Vegas Grand Prix obviously exists. So what if that weekend they did a special Spice Girls residency? Like Ginger's already going to be there supporting her mans. And then, you know, David Beckham could be there and he could do like something special at the, you know, at the race, because like athletes support athletes, you know, whatever, like maybe he can be like the flag guy or something. I've seen Tom Hiddleston do it once. So like maybe David Beckham's like the flag guy and we just like get the crossover of a lifetime. And then they have, you know, a residency, which it sounds really expensive to be able to get a hotel room for that. But like, I do it. Also, what I learned from E! News was that Tyra Banks and Heidi Klum surprised Mariah Carey on stage. And like, what a trio. Heidi Klum, Tyra Banks, and Mariah Carey. Like, I've never seen Heidi Klum as a diva in my head. Like, I actually feel like she's kind of relaxed and down to earth, but not Tyra. We love our girl. We were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. If there's anything we learned from America's Next Top Model is that like Tyra is not to be messed with, and like, you know, we love, I'm not going to. But the fact that these two surprised Mariah Carey, I also feel like Mariah Carey is not somebody who enjoys being surprised. So I was like, do we think this went well? Like, do we think they love it? Also, like, do they have a group chat? Do they like hang out? Like, I've never thought that these three were friends. And like, I don't know if I was just missing something, but like, I'm kind of obsessed. I'm like, how did you get these three amazing divas in the same room at the same time? Crazy. Also, in my final story of the day, Zayn Malik is going to be on the Kelly Clarkson show in April. So we haven't heard from Zayn Malik in so long, and like so much shit has gone down. So like, if you don't know, you know, Zayn Malik was one of the amazing five members of One Direction. Then he was the first to break out and do his own solo career, which the four boys continued and did like another like album, and it was actually really good. And then obviously they broke up, but let me rephrase, they're on hiatus and some of us are worried that we're never going to get them back, you know, it's fine. Oh my God, what if they opened for the Spice Girls? We just did like boy band, girl band. a dream. Okay, anyways, so we haven't heard from Zayn Malik and he's had like drama for a while. So, you know, he had a kid with Gigi Hadid and then, you know, like they broke up, they got a divorce. And then there was all this like stuff that came out, like there was like a custody battle. And then it was like, there were rumors that he like pushed Gigi's mom, and like there was just all this stuff. And then all of a sudden he just like went dark. Like, we have not heard from Zayn. I haven't seen any news story about him in so long. And now he's making a comeback, and his first place is the Kelly Clarkson show, which kind of makes me feel like he's so unserious about this comeback. Because I, to me, it's like, I felt like he's been so quiet that I was kind of expecting him to come back with like a Barbara Walters or like something like that. But because he's coming back with Kelly Clarkson, who's like, is, I'm not saying she, like, her show's great. Like, I'm not saying anything about that, but I'm just saying, like, it's not like this super serious sit down interview. I'm like, maybe he, it, to me, it's giving, I want to come back to music. I want to come back to my career, you know? So like, are, do we think we're going to get new music from Zayn? Like, maybe. Like, I'm very interested in, like, where this goes. And, like, I will be tuning in. So, April 30th, Zayn Malik back. Like, I feel like Kelly Clarkson's not the person who's going to, like, make him address those rumors, too. Like, I feel like she is not going to be like, oh, my God, so, hey, y'all. Like, all right, Zayn, did you, like, push your, you know, ex-mother-in-law? Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's going to be, like, just having fun and, like, probably asking about One Direction, if anything. And, like, just, like, the new album and then, you know, being nice and sweet. Like, it's like he went on with Kelly Clarkson. It could have been like Drew Barrymore or something like that. Like, it just seems like he, the, to me, it's giving I'm coming back to music and like watch me roar. So we'll see. Like, any One Direction news I'm always going to be excited about, like no matter which member of the band it is, you know? You know? Okay, so it's a little bit shorter of an episode today. I know, I'm so sorry. But I have the I'm sorry but moment in sports like wrapped up into one. Although actually, I didn't really talk about watching the Bay FC game with Kansas City. And I have to say this, it's the Kansas City Wave, I believe. And I feel like their colors are like innovative, but I also think I hate it. I really wanted to love it, but I hate them. Okay, so the Kansas City Wave's colors are teal and red. And I wanted to love this because I was like, oh my God, this is so different. Like, we haven't really seen it. But then seeing it together, like, I don't know, it just doesn't hit for me. And like, I love teal as a sports color. Obviously, like, I'm a Sharks fan and like, I'm obsessed with the fact that like, teal is one of the colors. Like, I think it's so cute. And they did teal and orange, and I just feel like that works a little bit more. The red, it's just so, it's so starkingly different. But anyways, they were playing at the Kansas City Stadium, which it was so exciting to see, and that shit looked full. And they were saying on the announcer said that it was sold out. And like, I just, like, we love women's sports. Like, it just, it looks so good, like I said last week. And they played BFC, and you know, I had to take a little nappy nap in the beginning. So I like laid down for the first like 10 minutes and I came out and BFC was losing. And my dad was kind of like, yeah, they looked a little like asleep at the wheel, you know, in the beginning. And then they came back and it was like a good game. Like, it was going back and forth there for a little bit. And then like, it just got really tragic at the end. Like, it seemed like they were kind of like a good match for a little bit. And then it was like not good. And I think they beat him like 5-2 or something. And, you know, it was tough to watch. It was tough to watch. But you have to remember that, like, this Kansas City team has been established for a while. This is Bay FC's, like, first year as a team. And I think that Kansas City is, like, the second in the league. So they're, like, really good. But I feel like if you are a new team and you're playing, like, the big boys and you only lose by three, like, that's not the worst. It wasn't, like, a complete blowout. They still scored two goals. And, like, we love. So, anyways, it was a little hard to watch. So I forgot I do have that sports update. But the I'm sorry what moment in sports are getting wrapped up for this one because Caitlin Clark got her contract for the WNBA. And at first when I read this, I like was like, oh yeah, $77,000 sounds like a lot of money. Then I was reminded that it's not. Like, and she is, I know she's not going to be playing in the state of California, but like, it's hard not to like put this in California terms. And I just want you to know, like, an entry level marketing job is around that much now. Like, when I was an entry level marketer, it was not. But when you're looking at jobs right now, and like, obviously I was unemployed twice, so like, I've had a lot of experience job hunting, and 75 is around the price that I see for literally like mid to entry marketing. So you're telling me that Caitlin Clark is going to make $77,000 a year, right? And so could I at her age. Like, no, we should not be, that shouldn't even be possible. That shouldn't even be possible. Like, I just, I understand that everybody's like, you know, it's on us. It's on us as women. They're like, we got to watch the sport so that way they make more money. It's like, okay, but like, this bitch has broken records, not only like on the court, but like also, you know, there was like a viewing record broken for the WNBA draft in general. And then it got me starting to be concerned. I was like, how much are all these other women making? Like, if Caitlin Clark came that backed and she's only making $77,000, which, like I said, when I first heard it, it sounded like so much money. I was like, oh, $77,000, like a lot of money. And then I was like, wait, no, it's literally not. If you lived in California, by the way, if you lived in the Bay Area, you couldn't even get an apartment. You literally could not get an apartment in the Bay Area if you're making that much money without a roommate or hopefully a cosigner. And I know because I did it. Like, literally, I was making less than that and I was trying to get an apartment and I could not. Like, you have to make three times the rent. It's absolutely insane. It's one of the reasons I had to kind of change my mind about leaving this place. And I had to DoorDash in order to make enough money to be able to afford this place. And I'm only saying that not to like throw myself a pity party, but like, I'm happy to attend. I say that to say that like, this girl is a professional athlete and we're used to our professional athletes making like millions of dollars. And I'm not saying that she had to make that like right out the bat, but like, you can't even do a hundo. You know that your sales are going to go through the roof. They said, I watched something, I think it was a TikTok, that literally said that her jerseys were sold out in a matter of minutes. Like, minutes, her jerseys were sold out. And she's only making 77. I bet you those jerseys it themselves generated more than $77,000 of revenue. Like, I'm really up in arms about this. This is so crazy to me. At first, like I said, I listened to it and I was like, oh, that's good. Like, she's making money. And then I was like, wait a fucking bitch. Like, I'm sorry, what? No way. This seems like an injustice. And then I worry about the rest of them. Like, what is everybody else making in this league? Like, what are the teams in California making? Is there a WNBA team in California? Oh my God. No, there's one in LA, right? I'm a part of the problem. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. I did hear that there's supposed to be a team coming to Oakland. So I'm in the Bay Area. So I know that there's not like one right now, hopefully. I should not have said that with such confidence. But anyways, listen, this is not about me. This is about society and us not getting Caitlin Clark what she deserves. This bitch deserves more money. And I like, it's very sweet that she's being very Iowa about it and it's like unbothered. But I just want you to know, like, the rest of us are. And don't tell me this is our fault and like, we need to watch more. We did. We sold out her jersey. That's enough. Like, at least let her make more than what I'm seeing on LinkedIn, because that's tragic. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. It's so funny because I feel like when I did the Taylor Swift like Decode episode, I was thinking that like, I'm like, okay, that episode will probably be like 30 minutes. And then it was like 40. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay. But I am so glad to be back with you all. Like I said, another day of the week. Like, this is so fun. I'm excited to be heading down to Los Angeles tomorrow, listening to some TTPD, maybe having a car cry or a stroke. I'm unsure by that last like couple minutes there. But anyways, I love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please, if you could give me some stars review if you like it. I don't have a lot and I feel like I need to build it all up because I love doing the podcast and I'd like to continue this as my life's work. So thank you so much for listening. I love you so much. I will talk to you next week with stories of my Los Angeles adventures and hopefully a pickleball win. I kind of think we're playing tonight the team that's like really good that like kind of shit on us last time. So like, I got to bring my A game, but I'll try my best. Okay. Love you. Okay. Bye.